Why I Have a Body. This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with a thought for today. Why I Have a Body. We've oftentimes asked ourselves this question, why we have a body. We have bodies of various kinds, of various outpicturing. But really, the body is our drawing board. It's our outward expression of who we are within ourselves. Our body is really a fantastic expression. We look at people who have just utterly beautiful bodies, and we say to ourselves, why does that person have a beautiful body? Why does that person have such a beautiful body when they appear to be sort of empty-headed? They appear to be sort of naive. They appear to be sort of unaware of what's going on in the world around them. And why should they have such a beautiful body? Why should they have a body that's untainted by illnesses, untainted by blemishes, untainted by desires that are not beneficial to them? Why is it? They're just naive. They're just naive to what the world is all about. And why is it? Beautiful but dumb. We often say that. Well, there's a lot of meaning in that. There's a lot of depth in that. And that depth is this. When we have an outward expression of who we are within, if we are confused within, our bodies outwardly demonstrate that. If we have thoughts that are limiting to ourselves, our outer body shows it. If we have our nose in the business of the world, trying to tell everybody how to live their life and how to do their world, we say, well, golly, yes, We have all sorts of confusions in our heart and in our mind. And as we have these confusions in our heart and our mind, they express outwardly in our body. Well, you say, look at a lot of people. A lot of people, they don't have that problem at all. They go to the cosmetician, and they go to have their cosmic surgery done. They go to have all sorts of things done in them so that they will not have to have that experience. Now, is that fair? Is that fair that some people go and do those things? Well, think about it. What does a naive person do? A naive person does not think that he is not beautiful or she is not a lovely being. A naive person just is who they are. They're not worried about their outer appearance. They're not worried about what's going on in the world. They're not worried about who's doing what to whom. They're not worried about who is running over whom, who is taking advantage of whom. They merely live their own life beautifully, gently, lovingly. They would not think of running over another person. They would not think of taking advantage of another person. They're too naive, you say. They're too naive. And perhaps that's true. If naivety means that you, number one, love yourself, and number two, do for yourself all those things that are beautiful and good, and number three, create your world about you, which you cannot help but do, as a perfect expression of yourself. People who have war in their consciousness, who have violence in their consciousness, they have those experiences in their world. Now, true, it may be in some other country. It may be with some other people. But when you go to see a dog fight, and two dogs are pitted against each other, and they are angry against each other. There was a picture in the National Geographic this month, and it showed in this third world country, they were having this dog fight. And the people did not have dog fights. The people were p- people who danced, people who did other amusements. They had many amusements. But when they became more civilized, when the outer world brought into their world dogfights, oh yes, it gave them an opportunity to think about dogfights outside of themselves. And the picture to me was so graphic, because here in the picture, the adults basically were looking the other way. They were not seeing the two dogs that were snarling at one another on the end of their leash. But the young children, the young boys, were standing there, the little boys and the middle-aged boys and the teenage boys. They were all watching. And they were looking with fear in their eyes, and they were looking, and a little bit of anticipation of what the angry fight might bring. And the adults were looking the other way. How true this is in our society. The innocent sometimes see these things and they don't know what to make of them. They know it's not good, but if their parents approve of it, then they say it must be good. If their parents say it is a fine thing, then they themselves accept it as a fine thing. Can we allow ourselves to do that as adults? Can we allow our children to be exposed to those things which cause them to lose their innocence, that cause them to build up images that are not beneficial to them or to the world? Angry young people are never going to be beneficial to the world. Happy young people are beneficial to themselves and the world. Children who play in their play box and are happy and at peace, they are content. You say, well, they're naive. They haven't grown up yet. They don't know what the world is all about. Well, truly, what is the world all about? Why do I have a body? I have a body as a vehicle to express what's in me. My body is an outward symbol of who I am. My body is an outward symbol of where my thoughts are, where my attitudes are, where my beliefs are. My body is that expression of all that is good and beautiful. My body is an expression of all that controls me and all that operates my life. How lovely it is to look at a person who's beautiful but dumb. We see their complexion glorious. We see their body full of gentleness, full of love. We see their attitudes so gentle, so naive, if you will, so unassuming that the other person or any other person in the world or even them want to do something which is not good. The concept of not good doesn't even dwell in these people. The concept of not good doesn't even belong there. But how does the concept of not good get in there in the first place? What sort of role models do we have in our life? Are our role models people who are successful, people who go out and do great things? Or are our role models people who are loving, people who go the extra mile, people who care, people who share what they have, people who are so generous, so loving? Oh, they're not stupid, not by a long shot. They're not stupid. If people try to do evil things around them, they let those people alone. If people try to have them do evil things, they do not participate. And if people put evil things upon them, they will not respond in an evil, negative way. They respond using their body as a beautiful symbol of the person inside. And no one kicks an idiot or a child. No one kicks a fool. Because they know they cannot protect themselves. They cannot defend themselves. Well, how wonderful it would be if all the world would not kick a fool or an innocent person or a child or anyone. And just have in their mind and heart unconditional love for everyone. They'd realize they have a body to use it. To use it as an expression of the wonder and magic that's within them. You and I have such a body. You and I have a body that is absolutely pure. We have a body that is filled with peace and joy and love. We have a body that's magnificent. Now, let's use it. As we live our life, we are the role model for the world. A role model of purity and innocence, a role model of gentleness, a role model of unconditional love. And if we choose this as our role model for ourselves, and we can and we do, as we choose this as a role model that we are, what sort of a body will this role model be acting in? Will they be acting in a body that is pure? A body that is absolutely beautiful? A body that has no faults in it? A body that is whole and perfect? A body that is healthy? And the answer is yes. That's all it takes to live a good life, to think good thoughts, to see ourselves as a role model for the purity and innocence that we are. We never have to fight. We never have to show that we are intelligent, to show that we are better than anybody else. We never have to show that we are something that we know that we are. For when we are what we know we are the role model without realizing we're the role model. We are the expression without realizing we're the expression. We are the love of all without realizing that we are unconditional love manifest at its highest calling. This is who we are. This is where we're going. This is what our life has to tell to us. And as we listen to this sort of a adventure, we'll find that we're beautiful but not dumb. We'll find that we're innocent but not stupid. We'll find that we are love, unconditional love, for ourselves first. And for all the world, because life is beautiful, and we are beautiful, and that's what it's all about. Why I have a body? To use it, because my body is my mirror. Have a lovely day, and live in your beautiful body, your beautiful mind, your beautiful soul. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.